Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir on Malchus Beis David. We had seen the shita of the Rambam, that normally by Srara it's transferred automatically. You don't need any type of kula in order that the Srara be transmitted, the position of authority be transmitted to the next door. Whereas by Malchus, we require Mishicha in order that the Malchus be transferred to his son Ad Olam. And why would that be? We also have to understand what the Rambam says, that immediately when the king is appointed, you have to anoint him as king. Shem and HaMishcha L'Choira, based on what we explained Mishitas HaRambam, the Shem and HaMishcha is not connected to his etzem minui hamelech, but rather, as we explained, it is primarily for the doros haboyim. The Rambam, we said that the minui is done bepeh, and the shem and hamishcha is meichel the nitzchius. It makes the eternity, but not the etzem minui. So why then does it have to be immediate? For the immediate, why is the immediacy necessary? The ikar is that it's for the doros habayim. So whenever you get around to it, you get around to it. But the ikar minui is bepeh. So that's what we wanted to clarify. That's where we concluded the previous shi'ul. V'nirah b'shitat Rambam. Says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal that the din Yerusha that there is in Malchus is not midin Yerusha haragil b'chol mamon. It's not like a normal din Yerusha that we have by other cases of mamon. It's b'Yerusha regila ha-shaychus shel ha-ben b'nechasim shel ha-ov. By a regular Yerusha, the shaychus of a son and his father's property is only after the father died. Before the father died, there's no connection between the property of the father and that of the son and the son. The father's property has no shaykhus to the son until the father actually has Meshenkeh Beparshas Yerushas Malchus. That's learned from the Pasuk of Laman Yarich Yomim Al Mamlachtoi Hu Ubonov. The Pshat is that the father is Zeuche B'Malchus Loi Ulubonov Koloshen HaRambam. And umeachar shemoishchin hamelech harehu zoyche loy ulevonav ad olam. After your moshiach the melech, he is zoyche for him and his sons for all of the generations. In other words, the father gives the malchus to the son and to the grandson when he is anointed with the shem and hamishcha. And therefore, we see in the Navi Melachim that Dovid Hamelech swore to Bas Sheva that Shlomo HaMelech will rule in his stead. And at Adon Yom, we see that David HaMelech established who will inherit the Malchus and not the Beis Din HaGadol, because the Yerusha of Malchus is not like other Yerushas. Shebedin Yerusha HaRogil, only when the father is mistalek b'misasoy mehanechosim, zoycha haben b'nechosav, only when the father dies, then the son is zoicha in the nechasim. However, b'din Yerusha b'malchus hamelech, he is mezaka loy ulubanav ad oilam, that the melucha ad oilam is shayach to the king, and therefore he establishes who will be zoicha in the malchus. And therefore, David hamelech, hayeva koichoy likboa, sheshlomo hamelech yimloch tachtav, v'lo Adoniyahu. That's how David HaMelech was able to establish that it will be Shlomo Davka and not Adoniyahu, because the Malchus is Shayach to the king and he's Koveya, who's going to be Zoch in the Malchus even when he's alive. They were Mamlech, we find in the Psukim, they were Mamlech Shlomo HaMelech, they made him king even in the lifetime of David. And if the Din Yerusha b'Malchus was from the regular Din of Yerusha, B'din Yerusha Rogel, it's not Shaykh that the son should inherit his father in the father's lifetime, and therefore it must be that Yerusha B'malchus, together is that the king is Zeiche B'Yerusha at Seif Kol Adoris, and therefore he could be Moirish already in his lifetime Malchus to his son. According to this, we understand what it says that David HaMelech is Melech HaMashiach, like we see the Pesukim in Yecheskel, Zman B'yas Melech HaMashiach. Ba'avdi David Melech Aleihem. Even though David HaMelech already died, the pshat is that David HaMelech in his lifetime was Zeiche B'Melucha L'Kol HaDoiros. V'Kalul B'Zeh Gam HaMelucha Shel Melech HaMashiach. And that's the pshat in what we say and what we sing. David Melech Yisrael. David Melech, Melech Yisrael. David Melech, Melech Yisrael. Chai V'Kayim. Now we asked earlier, Lefi HaRambam, that the Minui is Bepeh, and the Mashiach is only to be Mechil, the Yerusha La'olam. Maishna Malchus Misha'ar Srora, She'ein Sorech Mashiach V'Sagi B'Minui Bepeh. According to the Rambam, that the Minui is verbal, and the Mashiach, the anointing, is only to be Mechil, to cause the Yerusha to take effect Le'olam. Why is Malchus different than other Srara that you don't need Meshicha and it's enough to have Minui Bepeh? So based on what we explain, in other Srara is the Din Yerusha, it's Kechol Yerusha B'Mamon, Mashenkin B'Din Malchus HaMelech, he's Zoyche B'Malchus L'Kol HaDoiros, and this can't be Chal Mitzad the regular Yerusha, but rather only because the Melech is anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha through the Meshicha, the Yerusha is Chal, and the Melech is Zoyche B'chol adin malchus ad oilam. So once the king has his Yerusha, it's for all the generations, and therefore no new appointment is necessary. No new Meshicha is necessary, just Minui Bepeh. And we understand what the Rambam writes in Halacha Zayin, that Miyad B'Shas HaMadasa LaMelech, you have to anoint him. We asked what's the Meshicha connected to his Etzem HaMadasa LaMelech. Based on what we explain, through the Meshicha, the king receives the eternity of the kingship. And if so, the Meshicha is part of the mitzvah of Minui HaMelech, because there's no Yerusha HaMalchus Bidin Yerusha HaRogil, but rather through the Mashiach the king receives the Malchus L'Chol HaDoiros, and if so, the Mashiach completes the mitzvah of Minui HaMelech. B'li Mashiach HaMelech B'Shemen HaMishcha, we're lacking in the Etzem HaMinui, and the Mashiach is part and parcel of the Minui, and therefore the Rambam writes that immediately we're Mamed HaMelech, and we anoint him. Immediately we're Mamed HaMelech, we anoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha. And this is the Rambam learns from Hamad HaShol HaMelech, Sheba Oysoi Mamed Shisman HaShol. Immediately when Shol was anointed, was appointed, Shmuel anointed him. Rambam, Behemshech Halacha Zayin, writes, Kevin Shinimshach David, Zocha Bicheser Malchus. Barea Malchus, Loi Ulubanov Hazachorim Ad Oilam Lachoira, Ma Boha Rambam, Lahoisif Buze. What does the Rambam want with these words? When David was anointed, he was Zocha Bicheser Malchus, and the Malchus is his and his male children for all the generations. So it would appear that by David HaMelech, we have this additional aspect of Zocha B'Keser Malchus that the Rambam writes over here. In other words, HaBechira Bo, that B'chira It's not that there's nothing else or someone else who are substitutes. Like, for example, we say Habocher Batorah, Ubi Yerushalayim, Ba'am Yisrael, right? God shows Torah and Yerushalayim. And I'm going to talk about those Bechiras. Pshat is there's no substitutes. So Bechira Zot Omeret, that there is nothing else that is a substitute. That's what the Bechira is. Like we have Pshat Bayit. Baruch Hebe Torah, Yerushalayim, Ba'am Yisrael. That nothing else substitutes for this Bechira. So to Linyan Melucha, Amar Rambam, that the Malchus of Shaul is different than the Malchus of David. By Shaul, there was no Bechira, and therefore when he sinned, Nikra Mimenu Malchusoi. However, Malchus David Haita Yidei Bechira. L'chein Afim Yazman Shelo Yuk Sherim. Even if there's going to be a time where we're not kosher, Lo Tikaret Malchut David Leolam. Malchus David will never be cut off, like the Rambam writes. Even though Afal Ga Afal Pishal Zocha El Lekshirim Lo Tikoris Hamelucha Mizera David LeOilam VeAvakadosh Baruch Hu Hiftichoi Bechach Shneamar Im Yazvu Banav Torasi VeMishpati VeMishpata Eloi Eleichun UFakadeti B'Shevet Pisham UVeNegoyim Avonim VeChazdi Loi Ofir MeImoi. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Rambam says that the Melucha will never be cut off from Zera David, even though it's only going to the Ksherim. And we have a Pasuk that says that if we leave God's covenant and we don't follow His laws, then we will be punished. But my Chesed I will never remove from Him. In other words, the Chesed will remain. Now, it seems difficult in the Rambam because he says that it's only for the Ksherim. And then he seems to say that even if we sin, we still get it. The chesed, we're going to get punished, but we still get the chesed. So which one is it? Is it only for the ksherim? Or even after we sin, it's going to remain with us? He's not saying it's only for the ksherim, and we're always going to remain ksherim, because the pasuk says that we're going to sin. So that's a shverkeit in the Rambam. If I'm not mistaken, the Migdal always discusses it. Also, I saw Rav Levenberg from Lakewood in his Sefer Imrei Chen talks about this. And this is all, he's a Sefer HaMelachim, in addition to a Sefer on just about everything else. And this is all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boicher B'David, like it says, L'man David Avdi Asher B'charti Yosef Asher Shomar Mitzvoisei V'chukoisei. So Bechira is Moral Inyan Nitzchi, that there's no substitute, there's no tachlif. And we already saw that there's a kesher Ben Kedushas Yerushalayim, the Malchus Beis David, just like there's Bechira B'Yerushalayim, that Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kedusha Nitzchis, there is also Bechira B'David, Shemalchus Beis David, Udavar Nitzchi. V'hem Kshurim, Echad L'Sheni, V'levno Etein Shevet Echad, L'man Hayos Nir L'David Avdi, Kol Ayomim L'fana Yerushalayim, Ha'ir Asher Bacharti Bo Losum Es Shemisham, ובפסוקים בדברי היומים בבור שצור שהמלך יהיה גם מזרע דוד וגם מזרע שלמה המלך שעשה בחיר גם בשלמה המלך מלכוס needs to be also מזרע שלמה המלך נוסר and so you see this in of בחיר בירושלים together with David נוסר and Navi says to David והיה כי מלו ימיך ללכס עם אבויסך והכי מויסי יזרעך אחריך אשר יהיה מבניך ואחינוסי אס מלכוסי, הוא יבנה לי בייס, וקנתי אס כיסי עד אוילם, אני אהיה לו אל אב, יהיה לי לבן, וחזדי לו אוסיר מאימו כאשר הסירויסי מאשר היה לפניך. It's just like, so just like there's בחירה, בדובד המלך, we see here in this פוסק, there's also בחירה, בשלוימו המלך, וכן כוסף הרמב״ם, בפרק חלק ביוד גימל עיקרים, ומכלל יסוד זה שאין מלך לישראל אלא מבית דוד ומזרע שלמה בלבד וכל החלק על המשפחה הזויס כופר בשם השם יזבורך ובדברי נביאיו. והרמב״ם בפרשת ויחי אומר ששאול המלך היוכל הקבלס המלכוס קודם דוד ושאול. So the Rambam writes that not everybody knows this, but a yisod of our emunah is that God only chose David and Shlomo. And if anybody argues with this family, He's arguing with God and with the Nevi'im. The Rambam in Parashas Vayechi says that Shaul HaMelech could have been Mekabel the Malchus before David, and there was no Issur of Lo Yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda. However, after David HaMelech was appointed as king, you're now allowed to be Mimane, a person who is not Mizera Base David LeMelucha, Kevin Shaisa Bechira B'David Dafka, B'chol Shemamanim Adam Shein Mizera David, Oivrim B'Issur Shelo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda. V'kach Kotev HaRambam, B'mitzvah Shin Samech Beis, ולאף שלא סוחה לסס, הלך איש נוכרי. הרמב״ם אומר שאם ממנים אחד שאינו מזרע דוד למלוכה, או אפילו ממנים אחד שאינו מזרע שלמה למלוכה, עוברים עליו שלא תוכל לתת הלך איש נוכרי. So, there's an איסר לא סוחה לסס, הלך איש נוכרי, if we appoint anybody who is not מזרע דוד. And the רמב״ם says, אמנם המלכוס כבר ידעת מקצובי ספרי הנביא, נבואה שזכה בו דוד וביר עמו כסר מלכוס, זכה בו דוד וכן זר אחר עד סוף כל הדורס, אין מלך למי שיאמין תורס מוישה רבנו עוד עם כל הנביאים, אלא מזרע דוד ומזרע שלמה בלבד, וכל מי שהוא מזולס זה, זר הנכבד לעניין המלכוס, נוכרי קורין הבייס, that's the meaning of this כסר מלכוס, that it's דווקא for David, nobody else is allowed, there's no substitute for David, and invite her with Shlomo and his descendants. And somebody who is the Rambam says, if you try to appoint somebody else, then he is a Nochri, he is a Zor. One is over on Lot Sucha, Lot Seis Alecha, Ish Nochri. This is a Har Bezach. It's a Devar Me'ot Chamur. V'az Nitzevet B'fanenu HaSheila B'chol Lot Zmata. How were they Memana? How is Achia Shaloini? Memana Yerovom. Shlohayim in base David as a king over Israel. So that's hopefully what we will discuss in the next shiur. We have more to talk about. This is a very broad and fascinating topic. So Mirza Hashem Yisborach, please stay tuned and we will see Niflaot Gidolot Mitorat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Lee Nether, we shall continue.